Growing up on television, one of the great morality plays in modernity was The Honeymooners with Jackie Gleason. You might not think so, but if I can refresh your memory from many bleary-eyed late-night reruns that I used to watch, that Jackie Gleason's sitcom was about a working stiff, a man who was lower middle class driving a bus in New York, trying to look for get-rich-quick schemes, which invariably failed. And after much frustration in the family, between him, his wife, his neighbors, the sitcom always ended the same. A loving repentance by him saying, "I'm so sorry." His wife saying, "That's okay." And him saying, "I love you, you're the best." And they kiss. Temptation, in our own individual stories, is often the very same illusion. Get rich quick scheme. This is going to be great for you. Temptation has the same play. It promises you a great life, and it ends up taking your life from you. It promises you the world, and it takes that from you. It promises you a lot, and not only leaves you with nothing, but takes away the things you thought you had. People often joke around and they say, "Oh, Acha, if you heard my confession, your ears would burn off." I go, "Really? Is self-destructive dysfunctional behavior really that exciting? To watch someone ruin their life, is that something I should listen to?" On the contrary, what is exciting is the last part of every one of those sitcoms. "I'm sorry." A realization and a perception of where true happiness lies. Of God saying to you, "I love you." And us saying to God, "You're the greatest," and seal it with a kiss. The intimacy of our relationship with our God is manifested in the deep conviction that His life and worship of Him brings us joy and happiness. Often people, in speaking about the worship of God, take as their paradigm some kind of royalty. We bow down before the throne, we lift up our eyes, we shake in awe and say, "Oh, you are great." God doesn't need us to tell Him He's great. He doesn't need our churches, our songs, even our collections, although I'm really afraid to say that. But what he does need and desire is our happiness. It's like the immature child who tries to get away with stuff in school and says, "My goal is to be dumb because I don't want my father and my mother to find out. Oh my God." And the perception as you mature is you realize, "Oh, maybe if I study, my life will be better. And maybe my parents will be happier." Yeah, that's the goal. And so when we worship God, a good and upright life, a humble, in other words, a truthful approach to our existence, that's what God wants. Our happiness. The sacred scripture, the Bible, was written for God? No, it was written for us. And He is here to serve us. God's goal is not for us to cower in some kind of servile worshiping, but to rejoice in loving our God and saying, "Now I understand what religion is about. My happiness, my loving relationship with God," and saying to God, "You're the greatest," and seal it with a kiss. Slava Jesus.